James, can I come in? Can I sit on the bed? Or maybe I should just get straight under the covers, like I always seem to end up doing anyway. Thanks, James. I always feel that I have to ask. Now, I'm sure you have a vague idea why I came to see you. But first, I have to ask, and I want you to be truthful. I promise you won't offend me. You won't hurt my feelings. I'm a big girl. These times that I've come to your room late at night when the rest of the school is sleeping, it's okay, isn't it? I mean, you don't mind, do you? These things that I've been talking about and showing you, well, they're the type of things that might seem enjoyable at the time. Maybe even really enjoyable. But afterwards, maybe not straight away, but maybe after a few days, well, you might end up changing your mind. You might end up wishing that I hadn't done these things at all, and maybe even end up not liking me. You don't feel like that, do you? You promise? You'd tell me if you did. Because if at any time you didn't like something I was showing you or doing to you, well, then you have to let me know. You always go all quiet when I come and see you, and I know that it can make a boy shy and maybe a bit vulnerable, all this stuff. All I know that when I was your age, and if I was in the same situation as you, and a man who was nice wanted to come into my bedroom and show me, you know, how to have orgasms and things like that, well, I'd be the same as you. I'd be quiet and shy. But I'd be glad he came, and I'd end up looking forward to his visits. I think I'd be grateful. I hope you feel, you know, well, at least a bit glad. That's so nice you feel like that. You didn't let me finish though. I was going to say, I hope you know you can always tell me that I can't come into your bedroom anymore. But the way you nodded then, it was so earnest, so eager. That makes me feel really happy. Because this is a special time in your life, James, when a boy's your age, when he can get hard very easily, and when he gets excited, he can ejaculate harder than at any other time of his life. So you should appreciate this time. And even though we can never, ever have sex, I'm grateful that you share it with me. When I was your age, I wondered about the boys in my class. What they looked like when they took their clothes off, got aroused. But I didn't really get to find out about penises and erections till I was a few years older. And by then the guys were always my age or older than me. I hope you don't mind if sometimes when I get a little heated, I use words that I would never use when I'm teaching. I said some bad words last time. I got a bit carried away. But there's one more thing. The last two times I came here, it was because we'd been talking about it in the staff room, and it was decided that someone should come and show you certain things. But I came here tonight because I wanted to. I wanted to the other times as well. But tonight I had to sneak here. Almost as if I was one of those older girls that I've been warning you about. If any of the other teachers found out I was here now and found out what it is I want to do to you, I could get into trouble. I just want you to know how much I like being close to you, James. If I could have my way, I'd come here every night, and after I've made you come, I'd get to lie next to you and hold you as you slept. So what about what I mentioned last time about you letting me suck your penis and getting you to ejaculate in my mouth? Would you want that to happen? Another eager nod. I thought you might like the idea of that. But it's like this. Now you know how to masturbate yourself and get that good feeling. Well, when a boy gets to ejaculate in a girl, I mean actually in her, like in her mouth or vagina, it's a lot better. I mean, remember last week when I wanked you off and you squirted all over my breasts? That was better than when you masturbate on your own, wasn't it? And since then, when you masturbate, do you remember that time? Do you think about it as you wank yourself? And does it make you come harder than when you used to wank by yourself? Well, James, if you ejaculate yourself into my mouth, it's going to be a lot better. You might not even believe how good it is. You might even pass out. But you should know that it might be emotionally overwhelming. I'm asking you to do something that's incredibly personal, incredibly intimate. And I'm incredibly grateful for you sharing yourself with me. I'm not trying to talk you out of it. I'm really not. Afterwards, when you masturbated and think about me sucking your penis, you'll come even harder than the other times you masturbated. I'm telling you this because most boys are masturbating for years before they ever get to come inside a girl. You only learnt how to make yourself ejaculate a couple of weeks ago, so I'm hoping it's not too much for you. But first, I want to ask, has a girl ever kissed you, James? Not like when I've given you a peck on the cheek, but properly kissed you on the mouth? I didn't think so. You seem so very shy. You know what I'm going to ask you, don't you? Because kissing, real kissing, that's intimate too. When a girl's tongue touches a boy's tongue, well, it's hard to describe, but you get to feel closer to a person and just, James, turn your head towards mine. Put your hand on my breast. Yes, you can put it under my t-shirt. Yes, right there. No, don't pinch it. I want you to feel what happens. I'm going to reach down now. Oh, so you don't wear pyjamas anymore. Were you waiting for me? I knew you'd be hard. Rock hard. Can you feel what happened as soon as I touched you, when I put my hand around your penis? Can you feel how it made my nipple harder? I'm going to kiss you now. You don't have to close your eyes. You need to open your lips. I'm not going to give you a gentle peck. I want to give you a wet, warm kiss. Is that nice, James? Did you feel my nipple get even harder? I felt you get harder when our tongues touched. Do you see what I mean about kissing being intimate? Remember when I told you if one of the older girls made you kiss them, you might end up having sex with them, even though you didn't really want to? I want to have sex with you, James. I want to kneel over you. And let you feel me drip onto you. And then gently lower myself onto your throbbing teenage cock. And make you come without moving a muscle. As I kiss you and whisper in your ear, but I can't. I know that. But when you let me kiss you, it's hard for me to hold back. I can feel your cock get harder as I kiss you. And you can feel my nipples. But in other places, I get hard too. In my clit. You know, my clitoris. That's a girl's most special place, James. Like the tip of your cock. That gets big too. And it aches. And burns. And throbs. Okay. We really need to stop doing this now. Right now. Otherwise, I'll just lose control. Sometimes you make me need to touch myself because we can't have sex. One day I'd like it if you touched yourself, you know, rubbed yourself, wanked yourself off as you were kneeling over me, and then I could masturbate too and show you how wet I get. And maybe if we could come at the same time, and if you wanted to squirt all over my cunt. Is it okay to say that word, James? If you wanted, you could squirt on my cunt as I have myself open. But don't think about that right now. Right now I want to take your penis. Just the head of your penis. Well, mostly just the head of your penis. I want to take it into my mouth and tenderly suck out your pre-cum as I massage you with my tongue. So can I, James? Can I suck your cock? I want to give you a blowjob. All blowjobs are special. But your first blowjob will be the most special of all. There are lots of ways of using a mouth on a penis. And I'm really good at them all. But because it's your first, I want it to be sensual. I want to make your balls churn and churn as I gently, ever so gently play with them and suck the tip of your penis. And when you come, I want you to come hard. I want to feel how hard you come in my mouth. You have to squirt lots. Even more than when I wanked you over my tits. I'm gonna throw the sheets off now, James. And I'm going to move down. And I want you to watch and look in my eyes. See how much you're dripping. I want to lick it up, but not yet. I want to make you drip more. I want you to drool. I want that little puddle of pre-cum that's building on your navel to become a bigger puddle. I'm going to use my tongue first. Your testicles, just gently licking them at first, and then take them into my mouth. Does that feel okay? You know I care about you. You know you can trust me. Can I put one in my mouth? Fuck, your balls are massive. And I can feel them fucking pulse. And the hairs on them are nice and fine. Sometimes a girl doesn't like the feeling of hairs on her tongue, but with you, the hair on your balls, your fucking massive balls, is just right. Fuck, change. That's so much pre-cum. It's just a constant flow, starting to run down your hip. I'd better get it all up, otherwise the laundry maids will complain about the sheets. You must be so close now. So gently, I'm going to take the base of your penis, stretch the skin of the shaft back so the head of your cock fucking throbs and swells. And now look into my eyes. Do you like what I do with my tongue? See, when I take hold of your cock, just beneath the head, between my thumb and forefinger, and pull the foreskin back, so your whole head is exposed, and I run my tongue onto your glistening little slit, like this. Is that nice? See how much more pre-cum comes out of you? Only after a few seconds, when I tease this sensitive part of your cock. Oh. So close now. going to concentrate mostly on the top of your penis. Ever so tenderly. As I hold your balls. And I want you to just let all your pre-cum flow and relax. And give yourself to me. James, when a boy gives a girl his sperm, right into her mouth, she gets to feel him. Oh, she gets to feel how much he likes her. So I don't just want you to squirt for me. I want you to ejaculate so hard. That each spurt is a huge jet of sperm. That blasts back of my throat in a constant stream of cum that lasts much longer than when you usually squirt, and I want you to squirt. That we both lose count, and I want each squirt to start before the last squirt has even finished. When you ejaculate, I'm not going to swallow straight away. I'm going to hold it in my mouth. Till you've finished. So I can feel how much you've given me. And taste you, and then I want to open my mouth. And show you how much you came. And then I'm gonna swallow it right down my throat. God, I love seeing you start to pant like that. Look in my eyes. And feel my fingers in your fingers. My mouth on your cock. give yourself to me. Look in my mouth. Look in my mouth. Fuck. That was a lot of cum. Sometimes I collect a guy's sperm on my tongue, you know, to see how much I can get from him. But that time, James, you fucking flooded my whole mouth. My tongue felt like it was taking a bath in your cum. That was good, right? It was better than good, wasn't it? Thought it would be. I'm just going to get out the few drops. Oh, James. I forgot. Mrs. Wilberforce. You know, the geography teacher. She's taking a few A-level geography students. On some kind of week-long field trip next month. To collect soil samples from some fields in Somerset. Or something. But she needs a few more volunteers. Otherwise the trip will have to be cancelled. So, I signed up for it. And I signed you up for it. Because then we can share a tent. And I can suck your cock in lots of different ways every night for a week. Don't worry. I'll forge your parents' signatures on the permission slip. But you'll have to learn to be quiet. Right then, you were kind of loud, you know. You even grunted a bit, which is okay. In fact, I liked it. But on this field trip, we'll be sharing a tent with maybe three or four of the girls in the sixth form. So, you have to learn to make less noise when you come. There. All taken care of. I even managed to make you go soft this time. Can I kiss you on the cheek? Yummy, yummy, yummy. Your love in my tummy. James, I'm really sorry, but I think I may have made a bit of a mess. I've gotten really wet. I get wet easily. Most guys like it, and you make me more wet than anyone I've ever met before. My clit is just aching so hard, and I'm dripping down my thighs. I didn't wear panties this time because you made me soak them through last time. I need to, you know, sort myself out and make myself come. Fuck, James. Look at what you made me do to your sheets. I'm sorry, I think the laundry maids will probably be complaining about them after all. Good night, James.